To wrap up today's show, we'll continue our look at what's next in digital music from the artist's point of view. In the series Music, Money, and Metadata, I've been investigating an effort to fix a system that more and more artists say is unsustainable. Cutting-edge technological solutions appear close to helping songwriters and artists get paid accurately and quickly for the millions of uses of their music across the internet. Parts 1 and 2 are posted at WMOT.org if you haven't heard them. So far, we've met Chris McMurtry, founder of Dart Data, a Nashville company that's figured out a way to consolidate and correct the hundreds of databases of song information that are out there where mistakes and inconsistencies leave money unclaimed or unpaid. And we talk with the founder of Dot Blockchain, a nonprofit working with Dart to apply accurate metadata to a global system of payment based on the same technology that's powered Bitcoin. Songwriter Mary Gaucher has been following those efforts closely, and this installment of our series features excerpts from a conversation with her about the business side of her life. The Nashville-based artist has had a variety of record and publishing deals and phases where she's run her own affairs. She and her independent artist colleagues are excited about what they see going on south of Broadway here in Music City.
We're not technologists, but we're in agreement, and Chris is too, that what we need is a truth portal. We need a single portal that forces transparency so we can see the truth about our money. Instead of all these walls that we can't get through to see the truth about our money. And it turns out that's exactly what Chris is developing. He told me that it's possible that at some point in the near future, I can go to an app online, hit a button, and see who's playing my music where and how much royalties are coming all over the world. Because it's all connected through the Dart technology, through a single database. They can't hide behind an excuse or a firewall because Dart can identify the song with the writer and the writer with the song in real time, in real spins, globally. That's a big deal.
Songwriter artists are at an information disadvantage because the music business and its money flows are so convoluted. Imagine your tax record keeping on steroids, and that's something like what songwriters in mid-career with large numbers of compositions and recordings face.
For me, it's complex in the sense that I've had 6 record deals, everything from indies to majors to in-betweens. And I've had 4 record deals overseas with different companies. So I've got all these different companies reporting to me, including I have 4 records that I've released myself. So to be honest with you, I can't sit down and read any of it. I just take what they give me, and I hope that it amounts to next month's rent. You know, I don't have the patience or the ability to dispute anything that looks weird anyway. I don't have a team of lawyers. There's no way am I going to sue Universal? Am I going to sue Razor and Tie or for that matter, Proper Records in England or Munich Records in Holland? I don't have the, so they send me what they send me, and I don't have a way of proving or disproving anything. To have a single technology that can prove it in real time would be earth-changing. It would change everything.
For decades, the core channel through which songwriters have gotten paid for public performances has been the performing rights organizations, ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC. These giant entities monitor radio stations and public music systems in restaurants, for example, calculating the number of plays or spins in a fiscal quarter and paying, often far after the fact. Mary Gaucher says the PROs are not transparent about their calculations and that she doesn't trust their methods.
They pay what they want to pay. They always have. We've always been at their mercy. And we're reluctant to say anything because a lot of us are particularly standalone songwriters who don't tour like I do. I make my money from traveling and playing for people. But a standalone songwriter has been living off of their ASCAP or CSAC or BMI check for their career. And so they're not going to say anything. But like as if we could go in and make sense of whether or not those were real spins and dispute. They don't track the radio stations I get played on. They're only tracking certain ones. They don't track the ones that would be likely to play me, not in the US. So there's all that. They don't track folk radio, and they barely track any Americana radio. To force transparency there, it would be oh happy day.
I reached out to some PROs for a response, and it quickly became clear that the answers were detailed enough to merit their own segment. So as soon as we sit down with representatives from ASCAP and BMI, we will share them here. If you follow these issues, you've certainly heard a lot about efforts to modernize copyright policy at the federal level, but Gaucher has about given up on those efforts.
One thing I know, the politicians aren't going to fix it. How many songwriters have gone to Washington? How many impressive, high-level, famous songwriters have gone to Washington and met with senators and congressmen and wowed them, and they all fell in love, and they signed pictures, and they left, and nothing changed? Because the music business is not going to come together on this. We're at odds with each other on this. The writers are fighting with the publishers are fighting with the labels are fighting with the manufacturers and the stores. There's all unless we could all come together under one big umbrella, the music business, the politicians can't do anything, and I don't think we're going to do that. And so I don't think they're going to fix it, and I don't think that the fix is a political fix anyway. The problem is technology. Technology can fix technology. The miracle is that this technology is being developed by someone who wants to give the money back to the songwriters, whose heart is in the right place. That's the miracle, is that Chris Mack's heart is in the right place, and he wants the writers to get paid. That is a big deal. That's earth-shattering. That's a deal changer for everyone anyone who picks up a guitar and writes a song. It'll change their life if this can really become the standard.
Chris Mack is Chris McMurtry, who's profiled in part one of the series. He's a Nashville native and a musician and composer himself. Mary Gaucher concluded our conversation with enthusiasm about the prospects for DART enabling the core convictions of Music City.
It's a Nashville story because it's a songwriter town. And what a beautiful thing for the songwriter town to fix the songwriter nightmare, which is a threat of complete and total unemployment because of the devaluation of our work. To bring the money back to the songwriter it's just poetry that it happens in Nashville. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Or so everybody hopes. In a future episode, I'll look at some of the obstacles to implementation of these seemingly elegant solutions. How soon we actually get that all-seeing artist dashboard is open to debate. For WMOT, I'm Craig Havighurst.